Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yes.
I'm speaking with Tony, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I was just calling. I wanted to go over the transition process with you for about a minute or so. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like the paperwork was already sent to you and what you need to fill out. So that would be step one in order to transition. And the only other thing that we would need is an authorization from the insurance. Okay? So
yeah.
That's UPMC. So we'll be reaching out in a couple days. We don't want to get the authorization before you're ready. So how about, do you think you'll be ready in about a week?
Yes. Okay, so where y'all located? I don't even know.
We're located in Philadelphia on Winding
right,
Drive.
What drive? What's that near?
Winding Drive. I can give you our exact address if you want. You can look it up.
Okay.
You want me to text it to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, so I had the address, because I gave the address that I get my mail sent to.
Uh-huh.
Because I live in like an apartment building, and I be real skeptical about my mail. So
right.
On there... Yes, I meant on there, I wanted to get my address. I didn't know if I could use this to mail an address. So I said, let me get on my address where I live at instead of where I get my mail sent to.
Okay, so there are two different addresses.
Get my ID, yes, my ID is on my ID where I live at.
I see. Okay. So your IDs will have your address, but packages should be mailed to... your mailing address.
Because I use it to get my packages delivered. I don't be really, because I be at work 7 days out the week. So when I order packages, I'm so
okay.
used to putting their address. I gave the address where I get my packages sent to.
Okay, so I'll take down your home address.
5250 Chancellor Street, Philadelphia, PA. Uh-huh, I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the name of the street again?
Chancellor.
Okay, and it's 5253, you said?
5250.
5250 Chancellor Street, and it's in Philadelphia.
Yes, 19139.
Okay. All right, I'll update that, and we'll put that as your home address, but not your mailing address. Okay.
Yeah, do y'all do sign-on bonuses? No?
It's a possibility. I can reach out to a supervisor and see if we can get that approved, if it's something you're
okay.
interested in. Okay. We'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, that's cool. So
right.
Let me make sure I got this correct. Make sure the email came from the correct. I meant the, okay. Y'all sent it from a 551. Is Sarah? Is that the...
Yeah, it came from Sarah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So address, I'm sorry, I do have the address, but then I have another one, 4811 Germantown Avenue.
4811 Germantown.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the mailing address?
No, I'm saying that's the address that's on here. It says your service coordinator will need our corporate info as follows. And they gave me 1 Winden Drive, Suite 205.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah.
So that address, the 1 Winding Drive, that's our address. The service coordinator needs that address so that they know they're sending it to the right agency, the authorization.
Okay, so what about the 4811 Germantown Ave? Because it say or 48.
So that was our previous address, so they may recognize it, but our current address is the Winding Drive one, so I would say give that one.
Okay. So do I have to bring these things to you guys, or I can send it like my pay stubs and my TB?
So you can send that all remotely, via email, text, or whatever
okay.
works for you.
Okay, cool.
Mhm.
So my hours, it's 56 hours.
Okay.
So how would the pay go?
So we can give you $14.50 an hour, and then for 16 of those hours are overtime, so that would be pay time and a half.
Okay, so I would do 56 hours of regular time and then the 16 hours of overtime?
40 hours of regular time and 16 hours of overtime. 40 hours is always regular time, and anything after 40 is overtime.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, I'm just trying, because this agency just messed me up over here. So after the four taxes, could you tell me how much that would be?
Yes, let me do that calculation. Okay, so for 16 hours, you'd be making an additional $7.25 per hour.
Okay.
Which is a total of $21.75. Okay, so you'd be making $348 overtime.
Okay.
And you'd be making $580 of regular pay.
Okay, and oh, that's before the taxes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So the total is $928 weekly.
Okay, and they probably take like $100 off of taxes, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the individual and their circumstances, but usually around.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. Okay, so we'll be in touch regarding the authorization and the paperwork. You'll have a woman named Monica. She'll be walking you through it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, then. Give a good one.
So, wait, you say you're going to talk to them about the sign-on bonus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll talk to them on the sign-up bonus and see how much they can offer.
Okay, thank you. And what's your name so I can know who I'm speaking with?
My name is Dina, D-I-N-A.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one.
All right.